If I just had more, if I just had more, more time, more money, more energy, think of the good things I could do with that extra time, the extra money, the extra energy I'd have. Think of the good person that I could be, the good person I could be. How I'd be more patient if I had more time. I'd be more generous if I had more money. How much more loving I'd be if I had more energy at the end of the day when I get home to my spouse and kids. If I just had more. One of the really hard lessons in holiness is that my desires here are not God's desires. And I'm not just talking about my desires that are bad ones. Oftentimes, even my good desires are not God's desires. That God's desires, He reveals them to me. And that holiness is the uniting of my desires, even the good ones, with God's that He reveals to me. And He reveals His desires in a very specific way, God does. And He does this to you. And through primarily His Word, in Scripture, and in prayer. In praying with God's Word in Scripture, He reveals His desires. He does this looking at these two widows in the readings. The first, the widow of Zarephath, pointed to her in what the prophet Elijah draws out from her, what he reveals to this widow through his, what I'm sure must have been obnoxious demands. Something is revealed to the widow of Zarephath through this prophet. And Jesus in the gospel, he points, he gathers his disciples, he gathers them to himself, and he points, he says, look, look at that woman, look at her. Essentially saying, what do you see? What do you see when you see that woman? That it's from her poverty that she gave. It was from her poverty. And she gave, even though it was maybe two little cents, she gave more than all the others because she gave all. So Jesus points to her. He's revealing something to his disciples, to them in this gospel, and he's revealing it to us, his disciples. Look at her. Look at the widow. Meditate upon her. Do you desire to be like her? Yeah, of course I do. Do you see yourself in her? When you look upon her, do you see yourself in her? Me? No. Why? Because it was from her poverty that she gave. From her poverty that she gave. Me? I am convinced, full-heartedly so, but I'm convinced that I need more. Why? So that from my surplus, I could give. That if I had more, from that surplus, I could give. If I had more time, 3 more hours in my day, would I really be able to be more patient with others? You know the root word of patience? I always find these etymology things fascinating. The root word of patience means to suffer others. To suffer others, because patience means that others are taking your time. Right? The most valuable things we have in our life, those who grow in wisdom know that your time is even more valuable than money. And to be patient, to suffer others, when they come into your life, intrude into your life, and you have to suffer them because it's your time that's demanded in that moment. If you had 3 more hours in your day, we all wish for this, right? And not just when the time changes back and we get our little extra hour that we lose in the spring anyway, but 3 more hours in your day, every day, you really think that would make your life better, don't you? Admit it, you do. I'm delusional enough to think it would. Would I really be more patient with other people if I had 3 more hours in my day? Nope. There's not a chance. In fact, with those extra hours, I'd probably be more impatient. If I had more money, I'd be so much more generous, wouldn't I? As if I'm deluded enough to think that, even after Jesus pointing this out, that generosity is measured in a dollar amount. And that really, really, truly, the thing that's holding me back from being more generous is my small little bank account. That's really what's holding me back. When Jesus points to something so much deeper with this widow of what true generosity is, she gave her whole livelihood. Or if I had more energy, man, if I could have all those life hacks that are supposed to give you more energy, right? That I would spend all that extra energy, that extra 75% energy that I have stacked in my day, I would spend it doing God's will. As opposed to just with all that extra energy, just spending it doing just more of my own will. So me, you know, I desire these good things. I desire to be a good person. But I'm deluded enough to think that that comes, first of all, from having a surplus of time, money, energy. Fill in the blank. More of what? What's keeping you from being a good person or doing good things? But those are my desires, and those are the desires we have, right? I want to be a good person, I want to do good things. God's desire is higher than that. It's not contradictory to that. It's not something that's opposed to that, but it's something so much higher than that that he wants to bring us up to, because his desire for us isn't just mere goodness, doing good things or being a good person. It's holiness. And holiness comes from poverty. It does not come from surplus. Holiness comes from poverty in all those different ways, and hearing poverty in a much deeper way than we usually think about it. Is it financial? Sure, it includes that. But it's a poverty of your time. It's a poverty of your energy. It's a poverty of all those things that you feel that you're lacking right now, and that's keeping you from growing closer to God, from growing in holiness. It's in that poverty, and it's from that poverty that holiness comes, not from surplus. You know, the saints, they speak about this, especially the mystics, a lot. I think of St. Teresa of Avila, especially St. Ignatius of Loyola. They speak of the way in which when God reveals himself to a person, when he reveals himself to you, what it does is it at the same time convicts a person's heart, but it's meant to console it as well. It both convicts and consoles a person's heart. That when God reveals himself by looking at like the widow in the gospel, and praying with her, there's something about that that should convict my heart. That it convicts that my desire is often for more. And I think that what I'm lacking is all these other things. And that convicts my heart. But it consoles it in this way, that God's desire for me is also a desire for more. It's a desire for more for me. But it's a desire for more faith within me. What you're not missing, what you're not lacking is time or finances or any of this, but it's you're lacking in trust and in generosity, which I know it sounds so cliche, but if a person prays for more of that, they'll find that it truly is in their poverty, all those things that you think you're lacking, where God is really drawing a person like this, my desires, and uniting them with His. And that it consoles the heart, because then it's not like, man, if I'm going to grow in holiness, if I'm going to grow closer to God, I got to figure out how to get my life together. It's such a mess, and I got to organize. Oh, no, 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 it's not simply that. It's not simply that you're missing and you're lacking in terms of human terms. You're not missing earthly things. You're not lacking. Let me put it like this. You're not lacking in the things of this earth. The things of this earth and you not having enough of it isn't what's keeping a person from God. What's keeping us from God is we're missing the things of God. That's what keeps me from God. That's what I'm lacking. And so I turn to God and I say, I need more of what you have. I need more faith. Jesus, give me more faith. Help me to trust more. Give me more of the generosity that comes only from your heart. Look at the widow. Look at her. Pray with her. What do you see? Do you desire what she has? I want to close with a prayer by St. Ignatius of Loyola. It's called the Suscipe Prayer. And it gets to the very depths of holiness and that desire that we have and all those desires that we have. When they find their fulfillment in God, when they're finally united with Him and His desires so that my desires are one with His, what that looks like and what the desire for that is. And I'm going to pray this for us, that our desires might be lifted up to the things of God, realizing that in the end, it's only Him that we're lacking. It's only Him that we're lacking. We don't lack any earthly things. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Take, O Lord, and receive my entire liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my whole will. All that I am and all that I possess, you have given to me. I surrender it all to you to be disposed of according to your will. Give me only your love and your grace. With these, I will be rich enough and will desire nothing more but you, O Lord.